Hey folks, so I did get an image of something going on here and I need to explain it to you folks. I don't know if it's going to come true or not, but it sure as hell seems like it's heading in that direction. Right now, there's a lot of people being hired to pull mercenary type behaviors. I'm not talking professional, I'm talking ads going out on Craigslist or so, or not Craigslist per se, but other companies. List on the internet that they're looking to hire for special events, and they'll pay anybody, and they say, okay, well, we're going to have you meet on a untraceable internet, and you guys, don't show your faces, just listen into the audio. And they get hired to cause some destruction, but they're going to get paid really good. And it will be untraceable, so they claim. And that's what's happening around the world. It's a lots of places, especially in the USA, especially in the UK. It's religious factions are being thrust into each other's territories and being pushed to fight. Some of this is fake. Some of this is put on the news to make sure people stay angry. And it's unfortunately, it's complete manipulation. In my personal opinion, I think that right now, one of the worst terrorist organizations there is the mainstream media. I'm not going to name any particular one because I know that they could come after me for defamation. But mainstream media, in my opinion, has become the worst terrorist organization that there is on the planet. There are other organizations, but that's one of the worst because they're used to spread such evil and hate. It's unbelievable. Then you have other religious factions, and I won't name who they are, but the biggest ones you can think of are being thrust into fight each other on the mainstream media, and even without them, the people in higher rankings are pushing to say, "Hey, go fight these other people because they're invading said territory." It's getting nasty. The banking systems are also trying to manipulate things into a controlled world that could be blindsiding to people. And I think that's coming as well. And also, what's the third one? Pharmaceutical. That one's now in a fight because USA is starting to do some things, which is the president and JFK Jr. is, they're starting to do things, which I think the pharmaceutical industry is saying, oh, wait a minute. It's like the recent public news about Tylenol. I think that's about to piss off a lot of people, and I'm sad to say is I got a bad feeling Tylenol is about to hit the wall of bankruptcy because people are going to say, nope, if that's the truth that bad things are about to happen. Let's just put it that way. They'll come out with a new painkiller. I have no doubt about that one that is safe, or they'll shift to another one instead of it being aspirin, which I think is what Tylenol is, I think. Or it's just acetaminophen, which I'm not too sure which one. But they will just switch over to the ibuprofen or something else. And that one will explode. Who knows? I'm not worried about that one. I don't complain about which one's better, which one's worse. I'm just letting you know from what the most of the news industry has said and carried the news from for what Trump said. The point is that these factions, these different groups are being thrust together to fight. And it's working. I mean, it is working good. And most people aren't paying any attention to it. They're trying to ignore it. But it's not going to work because they're going to go after the one thing that people covet. That is their money. And that system is coming soon. The digital ID is going to not affect how much money you can make, but what you can buy. Now, the reason for I'm making for this one, the remote view that I saw, which just popped into my mind, is the attack on the digital system. I'm not going to say the names of the companies because I don't want to get sued, but there's like one, two, three, four major companies that, with a combination of the two of them, they control hardware and software. And there's others, but those are the main four. the biggest names that are in the world. One of them is a colorful name. It has, well, I'll just leave it at that. Very colorful name. Everybody knows the name. It's huge. Then, and they're internet based. They do have cell phones that they use, that their software is in, and they do even make their own cell phones. Then there's two companies that make software, some hardware. One of them makes the software and the hardware. And those companies, they like to have their own system. Everything is integrated and highly private. A lot of people have it, but it's a very expensive laptops and very expensive cell phones to buy. But the quality you get from them is very good. So that's another company. And then you have the internet company that sells everything and anything. Their servers, these guys are all going to start fighting each other. Not because they don't like each other, but because they're going to realize they want more. And what they're going to do is they're going to hire these unprofessional anarchist type and young adults as mercenary type people to go in and create chaos in these companies' servers, in their infrastructure. They're going to attack it. People with inside the infrastructure are going to be convinced to say, hey, open up the doors to these guys when they come. And they're going to cause complete chaos. And it's going to hit a lot of people. There's going to be internet services outages here and there. And it's going to be attacks over the next few years. And that's what I'm seeing happening now, is we're going to deal with some major internet outages. And what'll happen is all of a sudden your home internet will just all of a sudden start flashing and go offline, and then it'll be red. When the red light comes, you know that that's a serious problem. People will call their internet company saying, what's going on? And they'll be flooded, and there'll be an automated system saying, we have a major internet attack. We are aware of this. We're trying to fix things. We don't know how long you'll be offline, but it'll turn out to be anywhere between 24 hours to maybe even a week. And people will be incensed because what they won't be able to do is everything on the internet. And the sad part is that it won't just be the landline that comes into the house that'll be shut off. Their cell phones, because of the cell towers, will also be attacked. And when they realize that not only is their internet down, their cell phone's also down, that's going to be a complete shutdown. That's going to really affect the banks. That's going to affect purchasing power. You know, you'll want to go down to your bank, but your bank will be offline because their internet connection was cut off. That's a lockout of your money. So we're talking a really bad situation here because of the dependency on the internet. So that's what I'm seeing coming as the next attack. And when that one hits, it's going to be that when the ability to buy things is interrupted because you can't use your debit card because the internet is down, people are going to be like, I need, there's going to be a run on the banks to take out the cash, and they're not going to allow it. They're going to shut the banks down. So folks, do me a favor, be prepared. I would say this might happen in 2026. Might happen a little earlier, but I don't think it'll be a big one here and there. But I do think it'll be a much bigger one where the four different gigantic companies start either attacking each other or get attacked from outside sources who want to be just nasty. And they know this will hurt people. That's what I'm saying. I don't, and I keep in mind, after they can repair the internet I'm not talking about they can't repair it. But imagine not having any access to your funds for 24 hours or up to a week. And the only people that can buy things are the ones that have cash on their hands. So that's what I wanted to let people know about, is that's a vision I just had today. And my suspicion, I think it'll be in 2026, and it'll continue into all the way through to 2028 before they really start to take... Let me rephrase this. 25, 20, maybe 26, most likely, lots of attacks. Then it'll switch over to virus. From 26 to 2027, massive amounts of virus hits. By the way, if the digital ID comes into play, like the politicians are trying to push, they're making it look really, really, trying to make it look really good and for good reasons and all this, and it's, I'm not saying they're wrong, but what I am saying is they're not telling the whole truth. They're not supposed to. So that's what's going to be hacked as well in 2027. Massive hacks. The analog version right now that we are on keeps people safe. Connecting everything digitally to a one ID card for your medical and everything else. Does anybody realize how much you could be hacked as a person from even state-sponsored hackers, meaning the government hires them to do some nefarious stuff, or just private people, private industries that hire on hackers to go in and attack people? The more digitized you become, the more susceptible you are to hackers. And these politicians are like, yeah, it'll be wonderful. You know, you'll be able to get everything all in with one ID card. They're not talking about the dangers behind it, and that's a critical failure. Critical. That will be life-threatening. Life-threatening, folks. Somebody could go in to your digital account and change your prescriptions. They could change what's wrong with you in their computer systems for the doctors to read. They could give you a medicine that you might be highly allergic to and say, oh, we saw this in the system. This is what you need. And they give it to you and they kill the person because the digital hit, because the digital hack. And there's a perfect movie that describes this. And just recently, there's a new computer system that, well, it's a software system that is becoming very, very big. I don't want to name the name of the system. It starts with a P. The governments are using it big time right now. Before, there was a movie made, and I'll have to look up the name of the movie before I share who it is. Let me find out here. Okay, so I found the name of the movie, and it went to one of my most favorite actresses. She doesn't do much more acting these days, but I just absolutely love her, and I wish I could have met her. But at my age, it's probably not going to happen. Her name is Sandra Bullock. Fantastic actress. Everybody knows her. She had a lot of bad things happen to her unfairly. I don't know her personal life at all, but I would love, she's one person I would have loved to have met in my life. And she speaks German. How about that? Good German, better German than me. But anyways, she made a movie called The Net. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, is that they can change the identity of people that are on this federal system. I forget what the name of the system was that they used in the movie, but it's the same exact thing that's now happening. This movie was created in 1995, and here we are 30 years later, almost, well, now because of what I'm saying, it's 30 years later, but actually this was created back in 2020 or something, or 2015 maybe, I don't know when it was created. But it's the exact same thing. Exact same idea. And it gets hacked by very nefarious individuals who have a back door. Folks, this digital system, not only can it be hacked, it has the potential by nefarious people to kill you, to destroy your money, destroy your identity, all because these people, these politicians are saying, get everything digitized. Oh, and they're also talking about getting a vaccine. If you don't get the vaccine, then you don't get it. And that to me is, it's like, what? Well, you're forcing me to do something that takes away my sovereignty? No. That to me is that's a laugh, because if they actually did successfully do it, that means that people are no longer allowed to make their own decisions at all. And the politicians are allowing it to or they're trying to allow it to happen. But back to the point, I see major attacks on infrastructure and software attacks after that. Coming to you very, very soon, I'd say between now and 2028, is how this is all going to play out. Hopefully it can be stopped and people will not be forced to do this digital ID, because this movie is the perfect one to prove that it's going to be hacked. And even if the politicians come out and say, we're using every precaution possible, it'll be nearly impossible, they will always use the one word within the big sentence, says nearly, nearly impossible, taking every precaution, using the best systems. But they'll never say, no, they can't. It's not possible for the debut to be hacked. It's highly unlikely. But that means that it actually, they can't protect you. So that's why I'm saying this is coming. And when I saw this remote view of these people blowing up these places, attacking them, going inside and destroying these computers and chopping the lines, yeah. Digital ID, no. No way. Politicians talking about it and trying to push it through. Oh, if they successfully do it, folks, you're in trouble. All right, that's it for this one. I'm just repeating myself now. Thanks for listening.